Welcome.
It's time for the Old Time Country Church broadcast with Brother and Pastor Dave Jones from Faith Independent Baptist Church, 1532 Elijah Creek Road in Hebron, Kentucky. Check out the website,
Faith Independent Baptist at Hebron.org.
And now, Pastor Dave Jones with the Old Time Country Church broadcast.
Hello and welcome to the Old Time Country Church broadcast. This is Pastor Dave Jones. Yeah, I am pastor of the Faith Independent Baptist Church, and we're in the community of Hebron, Kentucky. Thanks for being our guest on the broadcast today and coming in and listening to us. We don't take that for granted, and I know many of you pray for us, and let's pray for each other right now. Our Father, thank you for another day of broadcasting, another time to put out the blessed word of God, another time, Lord, that the Holy Spirit can give an invitation to the lost and draw them to Jesus, another time when you can minister and heal the sick and raise up those that are downtrodden. And I pray, Father, that you take today's broadcast, and we want Jesus to get all the glory because he's worthy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Like the prodigal son, I wandered from Jesus. I traded my life for worldly good times. No peace in my heart I ever could find. And I got so tired eating after the swine. Prodigal son, I wandered in darkness, but the good shepherd saw through the heat and the cold. The night he had night, he left in the fold just to find this lost sheep who was hungry and cold. Family by the
into Sunday service recently, and I like for you to hear our Sunday services because it gives you some feel with what you're going to hear when you come out and visit us in person, if you're able to do that. And recently I was preaching on the subject of why we preach the gospel of the grace of God.
Take your Bible, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. I want to read verses 3 and 4. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. I want to preach a while this morning on why we preach the gospel of the grace of God. Now get that last part, the grace of God, the gospel of the grace of God. Paul here deals with the church in Corinth about that, and he said, look, he said, if anybody else comes to you talking about another Jesus, another spirit, another whatever, he said it didn't come from God. And we're going to read another verse that bolsters that in just a minute. But notice down here in verse 4, he said, He said, if you cometh preaching another Jesus, he that have not preached or received another spirit which have not received, or another gospel which have not accepted, you might be, well, bear with me. So he said down here, the gospel that I preach, he says, the gospel of the grace of God. It is the gospel for this dispensation. Number one, the reason we preach the gospel of the grace of God is the gospel for this dispensation. There's a gospel of the kingdom, doesn't apply right now. And so God said that there's a gospel of the grace of God. We are saved by grace through faith, plus nothing, minus nothing. And that's the message we get. That's the simple message. Paul said, I'm worried that you're going to get away from the simplicity that is in Christ Jesus. It's simple, but it's a profound message. And he said, don't be a fool by a lot of these other so-called gospels. Hold your place for you. I'm coming back. Look at Galatians chapter 1 just a minute. Paul writes to the Galatians, and he says pretty much the same thing to them, but notice how he words it. In Galatians chapter 1, look at verse 6. He said this, I marvel that you're so soon removed from him that has called you unto the grace of Christ under another gospel. He said, it's not the gospel of the grace of God, it's another one. He said, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Then look at verse 11. He said, but I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught of it by a revelation of Jesus Christ. Look at verse 15, the same passage. He said, but when it pleased God, who separated my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son to me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I confirmed not with flesh and blood. Neither went I to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went to Arabia and returned to Damascus. Paul said, God called me and separated me to preach the gospel of the grace of God. And he says down here, he said, if anybody brings another gospel, let him be accursed. Now, I'm gonna get somebody's attention this morning, I hope, because we need to understand this. We live in a generation where we're being taught all inclusiveness. Well, you know, folks that read whatever scripture they have, they read that and they're good folks, they're probably going to heaven when they die. Well, if they're going to heaven, they die if they know Jesus Christ. If they don't, they're not. And we'll deal with that in just a minute. But we have this all-inclusivism going on that to think, well, no matter what they read, if it passes scripture, and as long as they believe in some God somewhere, that's the Masonic Lodge view. That's that view. That's that worldview. Neighbor, that's not it. There's one name given among men under men whereby we must be saved. That name is not Allah. That name is not Buddha. That name is Jesus Christ. Amen. Come on. And if you don't believe that, you need to align yourself with the Word of God. Well, if they read the Talmud, what about that? Fine. But they don't believe on Jesus Christ. They're going to read all their stuff. I'm telling you right now, there's one name. That name is above every name. And there's only one way to glory. I don't care what, folks. That way is the old crossroads, thank God. We preach the gospel because it's the grace of God, the gospel for this dispensation. I saw it the other day where these fools in up in Wisconsin, the freedom from religion crowd, they didn't jump to another school down here someplace and said that kids can't bring Bibles to school because it's a religious symbol. And they also said they got to take down their plaque that says, In God We Trust, because it brings religion to the school. But you know what I know about that bunch? They like to have our money that says, In God We Trust, do they not? They love our money. I'm going to tell you something. If they come around your crowd, you tell them to go back to the bad place where they came from. Are you listening to me? Somebody needs to stand up against that crowd. Neighbor, let me say, the devil would like to shut down the gospel of the grace of God. It's simple, thank God. It's not a complicated thing. God took care of it at Calvary as the gospel of the grace of God. And that gospel is about Jesus Christ, thank God. And him and him alone. It's not about Allah. It's not about Buddha. It's not about the name of any God you can think of. There is one name. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm not ashamed to say that.
That's right.
Amen. Brother Dave, you're just so narrow. I'm not the one writing the Bible. You need to read it yourself. He said there's one name. No other God. He said if they got another spirit, they got another God, Jesus. They got another gospel. He said you ought to reject that thing. Neighbor, I'm going to tell you something. You and I, if you're saved today, we got saved one way. We might have been someplace else. We might have been in church. Might have been in the side of the road. Might have been a beer joint. We got saved in different places. But we got saved one way, and that's through the blood of Jesus Christ. If that's not how you got saved, you better check up what you got this morning. So I said, Brother Dave, I'm Baptist. Good. Did you get saved? Are you a saved Baptist this morning? We preach the gospel of the grace of God because it is the gospel, the only gospel, the only message for this dispensation. This world's messed up, brother. We say, well, I'll tell you one thing. We'll consult the United Nations. What a train wreck that place is. Yeah. They don't even know where half their money's going. And all that kind of stuff. Well, I'll tell you one thing. Congress will straighten it out. If you believe that, man, you are smoking some serious narcotics. You smoked one that long, man. Been out around the corner like that, baby. Oh, you're crazy. Congress ain't going to straighten nothing. They can't even straighten themselves out.
That's right.
But I'm telling you, thank God, there is one. I may not get to rest this right now. That there is one, thank God, that sits on God's right hand, who died on the cross of Calvary for every soul that's in this place, shed his precious blood, and offered salvation to whosoever will. That's the one I want to believe on today. That's the one that'll keep me, thank God.
Huh?
Well, this dispensation, the gospel of the grace of God, we preach it because it's the only gospel for this dispensation.
Right.
Number two, we preach the gospel of the grace of God because we have a great commission to do so.
Amen.
Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 9 just a minute. We have a commission to do that. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, notice down here in verse 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me, for woe is me if I preach not the gospel. We have a commission. The Bible said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And God said down in Acts, he said, go to Jerusalem and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the world. God gave us the gospel. He entrusted us with the gospel. And we're to preach the gospel because necessity is laid upon us today.
That's right.
Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10. 2 Corinthians while you're there. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Look down, please, at this passage over 2 Corinthians chapter 10. And notice down here in verse 12. He said, for we dare not make ourselves the number of compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measure themselves by themselves, comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise. But we will not boast of things without measure, but according to the measure of the rule which God hath distributed unto us, a measure which is even unto you. For we stretch not ourselves beyond that measure, as though we reach not unto you. For we are come as far as to you also in preaching the gospel of Christ, not boasting of things which are without our measure, but that is of other men's labors. But having hope, when your faith is increased, that ye shall be enlarged by the according to our rule abundantly. To preach the gospel in the regions beyond you, and not to boast in another man's line of things made ready for our hand.
Right.
We're to preach the gospel in the regions beyond us. Yes, I'm glad we're saved. I'm glad we can be on the radio. I'm glad we can give out gospel tracts like Miss Denise said. I'm glad we give out crosses like Miss Michelle said. But God said, that's a start. That's a good start. Do what you can here. But he said, reach out and send the gospel around the world because this world needs the gospel to do.
Yeah.
Telling you right now. We preach the gospel because it's the only gospel for this age and this dispensation. We preach it because we have a commission. And thirdly, we preach it because there is a heaven. There is a heaven, thank God. Look at Hebrews chapter 11 just a minute. Hebrews 11. Now, there ain't no sign here that says you can't get happy. That's all I'm saying to you. Some of you are going to die of self-restraint, some of you Baptists. Hebrews chapter 11. Look down to verse 16. Talking about the old Testament saints and the strangers and the pilgrims down here, he said, and the martyrs. But he said down here, but now they desire a better country, that is heavenly. For God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, that he might receive the promises, offered him up his only begotten son. And he said, of whom it is said, then Isaac shall thy seed be called. So the Lord said down here, he said, we go to glory by faith and finished work of Jesus Christ. The Bible said over here that he said, we have a better city. We have a better place. There is a better place than this place down here. There's a better city. There's a better time. There's a better land. There's better home. There's better everything on the other side. God has something better for those that are saved today.
Amen.
Better. Amen. Better. Look at Revelation chapter 5. I love this passage. Revelation 5. John goes to heaven off the Isle of Patmos. He's hearing all this singing and carrying on over there. Revelation chapter 5. Verse 8 said, when he taken the book of the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them's harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints.
And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and open the seals there, for thou wast slain, hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, and people and nation, and hast made us under our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Where's that taking place? That's taking place in glory, brother. That's in heaven. We've had some funerals here lately. And every time I have a funeral that I'm a Christian, I always think, you know, right now, we're looking at their body. They're just here. Wonder what they're experiencing right now. Y'all think about it. We're down here squalling and snotting and boohooing as we should. We're trying to make best food and do our best to make a good going home ceremony for them and remember them and put them in a nice place to bury them, that kind of thing, and try to love on the loved ones. And we do all that, and that's what we're expected to do. But on the other side, I'm telling you, it's a lot different story on the other side. Yeah. I'm telling you, on the other side, they're on the other side saying, worthy is the Lamb. Praise God for the blood. Thank God I'm saved. And just experiencing glory and breathing that rarefied air and smelling those beautiful flowers and seeing all kinds of loving that went on ahead of them. And singing and shouting and having a good time. Amen. If I die while I'm pastor here, shout her out. Have a good time, brother. Amen. Have a camp meeting. Blow it out the back door. Tear it out of the floor and throw it out in the street. Amen. Amen. Don't you squall over me, I'll get up out of that casket and boohoo on you. The Bible said here, we have a better place. There is a heaven. And guess what? God wants you to go there. It's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Oh, we're so self-righteous. We look at the drunk. We look at the dope head. We look at the person that's ugly, and we say, man, they deserve hell. Well, I guarantee you, honey, if you look in the mirror, you're going to see somebody deserves hell as well. Come on. But if I ain't never did no sin, you old lying rascal. Quit lying in church. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Am I right or not? Amen. I'll tell you something. It's not just the drunkards and the harlots that go to hell without Christ. Brother, it's church members that never received Christ as their Savior. That bunch will be with them. But I'm glad, thank God, the Lord wants me in glory and made provisions for me to go to glory. Amen. Save, save, save. Hallelujah. Amen. That's how he wants us. He said, you can be saved. Saved from what? Saved and go to glory. Saved from the penalty of your sin. Praise. We preach the gospel because it's heaven. We preach the gospel because there's a hell. Uh-oh. Now we got a problem. Look at Ezekiel chapter 31. The book of Ezekiel in the Old Testament. The book of Ezekiel in the Old Testament, chapter 31. Ezekiel chapter 31. And look at verse 16 just a minute. Ezekiel chapter 31. He said in verse 16, I made the nations shake at the sound of his fall. When I cast him down to hell with them that descend into the pit, and all the trees of Eden, and the choice and the best of Lebanon, all that drink water shall be comforted in the nether parts of the earth. They also went down into hell with him that were slain with the sword, and they that were his arm that dwelt under the shadow in the midst of the heathen. God mentions Pharaoh here, but Pharaoh's a type of the devil. He's a type of the Antichrist. And I'll tell you something. He said, "I put him in hell. I put him in the midst of hell. I'm going to put him there." And yet there is a hell, and that hell, God said, is called a pit. It is called a bottomless pit in the Bible. Notice in your Bible, it's in Mark chapter 9. Mark 9. We preach the gospel because there is a hell. Amen. I understand that we don't have many churches preach on hell anymore. When's the last time you turned your radio and heard a sermon on hell? Not very many out there. Because it offends folks. Everybody said, well, we're all inclusive. We're just trying to get to heaven some different way. There are no different ways. Amen. There's one way. Amen. Look down here, please, at Mark chapter 9. Mark 9. Now, we get some mail on this broadcast, I promise you. I'm still saying the word of God's true, and let God be true and every man a liar. Look at me, please, at Mark chapter 9 this minute. Jesus is describing this place. You'd believe Jesus, wouldn't you? Mark chapter 9. And down in verse 43. Notice he said, he's talking about hell, and he's talking about this place that people have said that it doesn't exist and it's really not real. It's just an allegory, and it's a myth, and it was the garbage pit outside of Jerusalem, and it's called Gehenna and all that kind of stuff. And there's worms out there and there's maggots out there, but it's Jesus using an illustration to tell you how the real bad folks, what's going to happen to them. Look down at verse 43, Mark chapter 9. He said, if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It's better to enter life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where the worm dies not and the fire is not quenched. And if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter a halt in the life than having 2 feet to be cast into hell, in the fire that never shall be quenched. Where the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thy eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having 2 eyes to be cast into hell fire, where the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Somebody asked me the other day, said, Brother Dave, when you preach the funeral of somebody that you believe was lost, and I don't know that, I never know that for sure, but you have a testimony there that they leave behind. And if I'm not sure, it's too late for me to do anything for them anyway. I try to preach to those that are still alive. And tell them about the goodness of God and the grace of God and warn them of hell, but yet tell them about another road, another road to glory. I try to win those. And a lot of folks there, I've had somebody say, Brother Dave, now I want you to tone it down. And I said, if you wanted me to preach the funeral, you don't want me to tone it down. I ain't going to tone it down. God, you do what you want to do the funeral. It's turn mine to preach. I'm going to preach what God put in my heart. I know I'm just bullhead. I'm just telling you, there ain't no sense tiptoeing through the tulips with somebody sitting there lost. That may be the only time they ever hear a gospel message. Amen. They don't go to church. I'm telling you, there is a hell. And God said that hell is at the end of a godless life, at the end of a life where you reject Jesus Christ and try to go to heaven on Baptist or Methodist or Mason or whatever. I'm telling you, that ain't going to work. That ain't going to work, brother. That bunch said to the Lord, he said, Lord, Lord, have we not done many wonderful things in thy name? And he said, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I never knew you. We preach the gospel, church calls there is a hell. There is a hell. But we preach the gospel also. Because we believe Jesus is coming again. Amen. And our time is short. 1 Thessalonians 5. Get this before you go. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Look down the first couple of verses here. We preach the gospel of the grace of God. Because we believe Jesus is coming soon. Amen. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Paul's writing to the church of Thessalonica. And he says in verse 1, but of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord shall come as a thief in the night. And when they say peace and safety, and then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman's child, and they shall not escape. Jesus could come at any moment. The trumpet could sound. The church of Jesus Christ would disappear off this earth. I'm talking about the blood-bought believers would disappear off this earth, would be gone. And you'd be left behind. If you've heard the gospel in this age, which includes you sitting here this morning, you heard it today, you're going to be left behind and receive a strong delusion of God, and you're not going to believe the lie. You're going to believe the lie of the devil, and there's no way you're going to get saved. Neighbor, I'm telling you, today is the day of salvation. One day it's going to be too late for you. Right. We preach the gospel with urgency and fervency. We put our money in a place. We try to take on missionaries. We buy printing. We buy trash. We do all these things because we believe, thank God, Jesus is coming again. Amen. For the child of God, that's a happy time. For you that's left behind, it's not so happy. 1 Corinthians 15, look at verse 24. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 34. Watch this. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 34. Paul said this in verse 34. He said, awake to righteousness and sin not. For some of not the knowledge of God, I speak this to your shame. Church, there are still people who have not the knowledge of God.
That's right.
There are still people in the United States of America that has no idea who Jesus Christ was. There are people who you work with. Brother Hadley brings out a lot of, in his own testimony. The workplace is such a mission field. And a lot of them don't want to hear it, but they need to hear it. And they got to hear it. We got to be faithful to give it out, because there's some folks that we work with that never, ever hear it otherwise.
That's right.
Unless we take it to them to God in the workplace.
Right.
You said, what about all those millions of folks that got saved under Billy Sunday and Billy Graham and D.L. Moody? No, well, good, I'm glad they got saved. But there are millions more in our generation that are without Jesus Christ. I'm telling you right now, there's a big push on to get the church involved in all these social issues. We ought to speak out based on the Bible, but we don't want to get sidetracked from our main mission. That's to give out the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Right.
Get people saved and disciple them and teach them and send them out. That's the work of the church. John Newton wrote, "Oh, amazing grace, I sweep the sound. Saved a wretch like me." That's where it's at, brother. He said, "I'm not what I'm going to be, but I thank God I'm not what I used to be. Praise his name." What is that? Heard of the gospel, the grace of God. You may be here this morning. Say, preacher, I'm not really sure where I'm going to die. That's okay. You came to a good place this morning. You can get it settled. You can get it settled today in the simplest terms. We'll take this Bible and show you what God said. It don't matter what Dave Jones said about it. Don't matter what Faith Independent Baptist said about it. It matters what God said about it. You're going to meet him, not me in heaven. You're going to meet him one day out in eternity. Let's stand with our heads bowed, please. Well, dear, if you come, let's sing this old hymn together, please. Our heads are bowed, just a minute, and our eyes are closed. You may have a loved one you're praying for. I'm going to slip down this altar and get on your knees and call her name out one more time. Prayer, prayer, prayer. Bathe this, the message in prayer. We've prayed folks in here. We've seen folks here this morning we prayed for. Wives have prayed for. Husbands have prayed for. They're here because somebody prayed for them. Because somebody didn't give up on me. My cousins, Ben and Glenn Price. One of them's a preacher today. They didn't give up on me. They'd invite me to church. I promised I'd come and I wouldn't come. Next time they'd see me, I'd be on some band someplace playing rock and roll in some joint. They didn't give up on me though. Thank God they didn't. Thank God they didn't. I was the age of 17 years old. I asked the Lord to save me. Changed my life. Not that I'm any count, I'm nothing without Jesus Christ. I'm glad they didn't give up on me. Some of you are here today because some wife or some husband didn't give up on you. Some child of God, your aunt, uncle, your grandma, somebody didn't give up on you. If you're not saved, they're not sure you're saved. Would you take this opportunity, this altar? I'll meet with you here and say, come, say, preacher, I don't know for sure I'm saved. Could we get it settled? Yes, we can. What's the number, Brother Ben? What number is that?
Number 181.
181. Let's sing this old hymn together. Won't you be one of the first to come? It's just get it over with, get it done, just step out and let the devil talk you out of it. Come on, get your salvation settled this morning.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God,
I come.
Just as I am and waiting now.
Don't wait. Don't
to
wait.
Come on. Rid my
it's okay.
Soul
it's okay.
Of one dark blood to thee whose blood cleans each spot I am. Of God I come. Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fighting and fears within, without, O Lamb of God.
You may as well come on. God's here. You may as well just come on and get the Lord right.
Just as I am poor, wretched, blind.
Well, I pray the message is a blessing to you. If you're not saved, I pray you'll trust him today. Until the next time, may God bless you, neighbor.
You've been listening to the Old Time Country Church broadcast with Brother and Pastor Dave Jones from Faith Independent Baptist Church, 1532 Elijah Creek Road in Hebron, Kentucky. Check out the website,
Faith Independent Baptist at Hebron.org.
Write to Faith Independent Baptist Church today, Post Office Box 502, Hebron, Kentucky 41048. Faith Independent Baptist Church in Hebron with Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning preaching at 11 a.m., Sunday evening Bible study at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening prayer service at 6:30 p.m. Tune in again next week at this time for the Old Time Country Church broadcast with Pastor Dave Jones. Thanks for listening.